From the guy who's read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know, this is a Guy's Take episode. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I don't actually have a quick read today. We're still really busy trying to get stuff done here on our days off, and I'm also working on getting the Casa node set up and getting Lightning running, as well as putting together the long read from last week so we can get a full download of shelling out the origins of money as one long crypto audio file here. So because of that, I'm just going to do a little episode breaking down. I'm actually having a couple little problems with the Casa node, which honestly was kind of expected. I knew there would be some glitches. This one's it's only happened since I updated. So I'll try this again. It's making me basically unlock the wallet constantly, or unlock the node, because you log into it from your browser, hopefully this does not, I don't know, I'm going to contact somebody about it, but for the unboxing, I'm going to do a short video basically going through the initial setup and stuff. The initial setup was really great, really easy, very, very straightforward. I love the interface, this little bug that's happened since I just updated it, I hope I get that sorted out quick, because I basically can't use it right now. And after clicking on two or three things in it, it basically makes me re-log in. Like, I have to type in my password to unlock it again. So something's going on with locking the node constantly. What I might do is, rather than log into it from my computer, is plug in the HDMI cord and just switch everything over to the Casa node, keyboard and everything, to see how that works connecting right to it if I have that same problem. And I'm going to contact Casa support to see if they know a quick fix for this problem. But so far the interface is wonderful, and I really, really want to get started playing with actual Lightning here. So I'm upset. I almost wish I hadn't updated, because everything seemed to be working before. I was just waiting for it to sync. But the device itself is very pretty. It's real simple. It's got a white case. My one visual complaint is that this kind of makes sense with the very first run of a product, which is, you know, Raspberry Pi and a hard drive together, but it's not, because the thing is so small, the connection between the hard drive and the Raspberry Pi is not inside the device. You actually run a cord from the kind of like left side of the device around to the back of the device. So the 1 terabyte hard drive, which is great because it will be a running node for a very, very long time with the 1 terabyte hard drive. With that, it does come with a cord, and that's just kind of nitpicky for me, as I like that the device itself is actually really pretty and clean. If you saw the picture that I posted up of it on Twitter, it's just a really nice looking device. I'm a cord hater. I absolutely hate cords. I do everything. I work very, very long hours trying to make all of my cords disappear. That one thing does make me just kind of want to tack it away so that I don't see it in my closet. But, you know, that's kind of the point of the device anyway, is put it away and you don't have to think about it. I really love that you just type in the URL and boom, it's casanode.local, and you just log right into the device. So far, first impressions, aside from the logging in bug that has come with the update, hopefully I didn't do anything wrong. Luckily, I hadn't put any Bitcoin or anything on it, so I could easily just wipe it if I needed to. Aside from whatever that little bug is now, since I've updated with actually unlocking the Casa node, the cleanliness of the, and still going into the managing of the Bitcoin balances and like for withdrawal and deposit, and then the Lightning interface and the settings on the system settings. Everything looks very simple, very straightforward. And outside of this bug, I haven't had to do much with it. I went through the I don't know, 6 or 7 step setup, which, you know, I just plugged it in and then typed in casa-node.local into my browser, went right there, and which I'll post a video of the initial setup, which, like I said, was really simple. And then boom, it jumps right into the thing. And there's a lot of waiting around because you have to sync to the network and you have to sync with Lightning. Once I get this thing funded and actually get it up, I will definitely be posting my Lightning address and probably updating my Bitcoin address so I can get donations straight to my Casa node. Obviously I want to be able to sort out my logging in problem before I go there. I got a good backup and a full, I got my seed words safe and everything like that, so I'm not really worried about it, but it's just upsetting because I was getting really excited and I was starting to use it, and then I was like, oh, let me update real quick, and then now I can't. Now I'm stuck, and I'm very sad. We will jump back into that, and I'll have a video probably and an official episode on going through the Casa node and kind of my experiences with Lightning as I've actually done some payments and, you know, bought some stickers on the Blockstream store or whatever it is. With that, I will also be posting probably this afternoon the link to the, I can't imagine it would take me much longer than an hour or so to get all this together and sort it out, but I do have to do a couple little minor like intro outro pieces of recording for the shelling out the origins of money to kind of put all this together into a single file. And I've been thinking about whether or not I should actually break it up by chapter. I'm not sure if that would be useful or not. So it looks like it's going to be about an hour and a half, maybe a little bit longer, as far as the actual file. So if anybody wants to dig into download and then have that available for themselves to listen to at their leisure, that will be available either today or early tomorrow. And I am still writing my butt off. That's what I've done most of the morning today, trying to avoid all the other work that I have to do. And the article that I've got in the works, I think, shouldn't be too far around the corner. I was kind of hoping I would get it on election day, because I hate voting and everything, and it disgusts me. The political process, just in general, is just so... it's kind of the lowest form of all of our forcing each other to do what we want them to do. It just disgusts me. So it would have been a really good day to have this article in particular out, I feel like. But I would much rather it be ready to go and have the article like I want it, as opposed to having it on a specific day. And let's see, was there anything else I wanted to cover? I think that's it. I think that's everything I wanted to get into. Sorry I don't have a official episode out today. This is just a filler, just so you know. I'm still here, still working, and I got plenty of stuff coming for the rest of the week. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Mastodon, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and check out cryptoeconomy.life. That's where I'll be posting the full audio for shelling out the origins of money when I get that up sometime today or tomorrow. And that's probably where I'll be releasing my next article. I'm not sure if I want to release it on Medium or actually just put it on my actual blog now. Go check out cryptoeconomy.life. Please donate if you're liking the show, and we'll have another episode tomorrow. Hopefully a quick read of my own article, but I don't want to guarantee anything. I don't want to make any promises. It's just soon. I'll have it out when I am done and I like it. All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, share it with everybody else in the crypto economy space, and I will talk to you all tomorrow on another episode of the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.